now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. Great to be here with you. Mother's Day is tomorrow, so we want to do some stuff to honor mom today. We're going to talk about energy and wellness, some spa treatments, maybe some exercise stuff to find balance. And, of course, food is always a big part of that. Maybe mom doesn't have to cook it tomorrow. Maybe you'll do that for her. Our friend Chef Teresa Carl is here from the islands to talk about some great recipe ideas. Also, we're going to talk about financial matters, because sometimes people don't like to talk about that because, you know, it's kind of taboo, maybe not so sexy, but, you know, it affects us all, and building financial security is so important to all of us. And in this day and age, we compare ourselves, that person has more, we want more, we get in debt, and that's a big part of our problem. We've got money coaches here that are on every month, Karen and Sheila, Karen Mazgala, Sheila Walkington. Their book is How to Get Out of Your Money Rut Unstuck, it's called, and Start Living the Life You Want. And, you know, it's a great read. And, you know, until you kind of look at your money style, I had never thought of this. And last time they were on, talked about your money style and maybe how you grew up. And I didn't ever think of that, that maybe how you grew up affects how you are with your money, like everything else in your life. And welcome to the show, Karen. Good to have you on again.
Great. Nice to be here again. Thank you.
Karen, I've been reading the book, and it's really interesting about your style, but also about the budgeting and all the different areas that you cover that we don't really look at. We watch a lot of these money shows and we think, oh, we know what a budget is. But until you write it down and then you realize maybe you're overspending, no matter if you make $50,000 or $100,000, that you're overspending on stuff, it's a really interesting process.
Absolutely. And, you know, we actually try to stay away from the word budget.
Budget oh, yeah.
has such a negative connotation that often we don't like the word, so we want to avoid the whole process. And we prefer a more proactive approach and use the word creating a spending and savings plan, which is, I think, a more empowering way to think about our relating to money.
I think that's great. And today we're going to talk about building financially strong families. And we have to look at those plans. And I think sometimes we plan to save, but we don't know how to save because we run out of money at the end of our paycheck because we haven't put that aside. And I know you have different savings plans. So talk about how we start with our strong family financial plan.
Well, I think the first place to start is what you made reference to, is that money is something that we often avoid even talking about. So I think the first thing that everyone has to do to get a strong foundation is to get comfortable in speaking about money and the language of money, which isn't always easy because we're not often taught about it in schools. We, as you mentioned before, the way that we were parented, money could have been a very stressful topic in our families. And so a lot of us have just learned to try to avoid the conversation because it can create conflicts. But I think it's imperative that that it's something that gets considered, the whole idea of having conversations. And the other piece is really to set goals. Part of that conversation is to say, what do I want? What does my spouse want? What do we want as a family in terms of goals and objectives when it comes to our resources? And that really is the first place to start. And actually, that's kind of the fun place. So and really direct and motivate people to then start being more engaged with their money and making decisions that can be more life-affirming and more proactive.
Right, because, Karen, you have to make choices. Either if you want all this stuff, you have to make more money, or you have to maybe look at it and go, do I need a bigger house, or would I rather travel, or I'd like to volunteer? You have to set those priorities of what your life is based on.
That's exactly right. And, you know, I think that there's so many pressures out there that suggest that we should have more, 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 that it's easy to get caught up in that, and then it's easy to overspend, and it's easy to get into debt. So the first step really is, just to be clear, what's important to me? What are my values, me and my family? And then it's really to create a plan and a system to, once you've decided what you want, it's to say, well, where are we now with respect to where we want to be? What are our current different resources now. How much do we have in our savings accounts? How much do we have in our investing accounts? How much money do we have coming in? And what are our basic expenses and bills? And as you said before, most people don't even like looking at those kind of realities.
No.
They're often afraid that they're going to find out that there's they're not as efficient with the way that they're spending. But actually taking a look at what you have and really getting conscious and aware is actually very, very empowering, because most people actually have more choices than they think they do.
And let's start with one of those, which is, we look at our plan for the month. Food is a huge thing, and sometimes we shop daily or the weekends for a big meal, and we don't think about those costs. Is there a way to shop better? Is it weekly? Is it menu plan? What have you found with your clients?
Yeah, well, I think the whole notion of planning works better, because I think it's the spontaneous spending, the running to the grocery store at the last minute, the going out for dinner because you don't have anything in the house, that actually it causes the overspending problem. So the more that you can do as far as planning is concerned, I know it's not always possible, people are busy, but thinking through the menu plan for the week, I know some of our clients create a plan for the month, and they know on Tuesdays it's Taco Tuesdays, and so it actually makes the decision making a lot simpler, and then you can stock up and you can often then buy things more economically.
Also, how about the balance between mom, dad, the kids? That sometimes it's just the mom who does the budgeting, or sometimes it's the dad. How do you talk to your spouse about getting on board so they know this stuff, or even your kids so they're aware of it, because eventually you pass all this down?
You bet. So I think, again, it comes down to that creating space for conversations around money with your family. And it certainly, I think, is appropriate to share all financial conversations, decisions with your spouse. With your children, you may want to be a bit more selective with the areas that you involve them in the dialogue. But certainly as far as your spouse is concerned, it can be that one person is more responsible for the day-to-day budgeting and cash flow management and the bills, but it's really important to set the plan together, that kind of master plan together as a couple and as a family. And, it might be that one person is better at paying bills, but you always want to be accountable to the bigger picture plan and have the spouse involved in that as well, too.
Well, sometimes that's a fine balance. There's sometimes the one who's a shopper and one who's a saver, and the one that thinks they're entitled to buy lots of stuff. So how do you do that without being like a mother to someone who's supposed to be a spouse?
Yeah, and that again is why having a master plan, and certainly the work that we do at Money Coaches Canada with our clients is very much about working with a couple, especially if there's some conflict around one being a spender and a saver, or there's some arguments around money, then it's even more imperative that we start with that conversation around where do you both want to go in the longer term, and what are your priorities, individual and collectively, and then we can start creating a system to say, well, here's the amount of money that can go to discretionary expending. Here's the amount of money that needs to go for your bills. Here's the amount of money that's to secure your financial future. Here's the amount of money that goes for your kids' education. And by creating an allocation that is consistent with where both people want to go, what priorities are for both people, then there's a much better chance that the spender is going to be more contained as far as their day-to-day spending is, because they're realizing what they're trading off. If they're overspending today, it means that they're taking something away from their future and from their master plan.
When we come back after the break, Karen, I want to talk about the percentage you might want to save, and also the different accounts to do trips and all the things we want to do extra in life. Back in a couple of minutes.
When it rains, it pours. Or will it? We get it right with an accurate, up-to-the-minute forecast. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
There comes a time in life when you decide that quality means more than quantity, and good neighbors are just as important as a good neighborhood. If you've come to that stage in life, whether you're just starting out or just beginning to wind down, you'll know what's important. Quality, character, and a sense of perspective. At West, we feel the same way. which is why we hired a global award-winning architect to design our townhomes and use superior construction and craftsmanship to make them a reality. And when we did, we built them just minutes away from downtown, close to schools, golf, lakes, and the ocean. In fact, if you can find this level of quality, craftsmanship, and design at a better price, we'll meet or beat it. That's the West Buy Guarantee. And with prices starting at $529.9, it's more affordable than ever. Come by and see for yourself. Turn right off the Trans-Canada Highway onto Burnside Road West, and you'll find us at 2151 Burnside. We're open Thursday through Sunday, 1:30 to 4. Westtownhomes.com. Inspired by design.
Problem: no do-it-yourself skills. Solution: Windsor Plywood West Shore. Supply, delivery, and installation. All you need to get your project done. No muss, no fuss. Let Windsor West Shore help create your space for outdoor living. Cedar decking, Seekins finishing, aluminum railings. You dream it, they'll make it come true.
We'll come to you. Measure, deliver, install. Just give us a call.
Call Windsor Plywood West Shore. It's the new number for decks and railings.
474-6111.
The experts you need to call.
Being a mom isn't always easy.
Mom! Hey, Mom! What's this?
No! Mom! What's this?
So, this Mother's Day, give Mom a break. Stop by any Peninsula Co-op until May 12th and enter her name to win a spa getaway package for two at Tynemarra Seaside Resort in Parksville.
Mom! Hey, Mom!
This year, give the gift of silence. See in store for details.
Moving ahead by giving back.
We are back. We're talking to Karen Mizgala, one half of the team of the Money Coaches who are on monthly on Lifestyle, and Sheila Walkington is the other half. Their book is Unstuck, and we're talking about building financially strong families. And before the break, I was going to ask about savings. People often say percentages. What is your amount that you think people should ultimately look for savings?
I think it depends family to family, but somewhere between 10 and 20% of your gross income is typically a good amount for future savings, for retirement savings or your tax-free savings account. That's really for the future. And then in terms of your more short or medium-term goals, it really makes more sense to say, well, what are our goals? Do we want to travel? What's it going to cost, the kind of travel that we want to do, and then break that down into a monthly amount that can be saved on a monthly basis. So just as an example, if you want to spend $3,000 a year on travel, then what that means is that you could set up an account. Typically, we recommend going into your bank or a credit union and using a quote-unquote high-interest savings account. I know interest rates are pretty low these days, but to set up an account that you can set aside in the instance if you want to save $3,000 for a year for your travel, then you put $250 a month away into your high-interest savings account that you can name travel. And you can do that with other goals that you might have that are more, especially if they're more discretionary goals, and you figure out what you really can afford to put aside. And also, you need to remember that there are some bills that you may need to save for that don't happen every month, that come up only perhaps once a year.
Property tax coming up.
Property taxes as an example. And so you would do the same thing, is you would think about, well, my property tax bill, if it's, let's say, $3,000, then again, what you want to do is open up an account that's called property taxes and make sure that you're putting aside $250. So when that expense comes due, you actually have the money for it.
Yeah. And, you know, I've never heard of this sort of different savings accounts. I always thought it was one checking and one savings. How do you do that? And is that a problem at the bank to get these?
No.
And is it automatic you deposit those things? Okay. So tell me how it works.
Yeah. Great question. So the system that we recommend actually is you have a number of accounts, that you have an account for your bills, which is your main checking account. Then you would actually also have a second account that you would use for your monthly expenses, like your food and gas and entertainment, things like that. And so you would have a second account that you would fill up with the amount that you want to spend for for that month. And you can use a debit card or take the money out in cash so that it keeps you honest. It keeps you in account with the amount of money that you've said you want to spend monthly. Then the other thing that you do is for the expenses that come up irregularly or for the things that you want to save for, like travel and so on, then what you can do is go to, like I say, go to your bank or go to your credit union and open up a series of accounts. And most financial institutions will allow you to open up a number of these high-interest savings accounts that don't have service charges if you're not using them too actively. You certainly don't want to be spending a whole bunch on service charges, so do ask when you set this kind of system up. And then you can name the various accounts. You know, some of our clients might have one sort of annual savings account. Some have as many as 5, 10 accounts. It really depends on what you're most comfortable with. The more accounts you have, the more specific that you can get with making sure you stay on track with the amount that you want to spend in each of the categories. And in some cases, the amount that you need to make sure you're saving, because those are expenses that are for sure going to come up.
And I guess that sort of plays into how we operate in our heads in these little categories in life, that if we put it all in one checking, we think it's endless. And if it's savings, we can just drain it till we don't have anything, as opposed to having a name for it gives it sort of more weight, I guess.
Absolutely. It's a lot more difficult to take money out of or even borrow from your account that says, you know, Thailand 2014. If you know you really want to go to Thailand, you think twice about moving that money out. Or, for that matter, if it says, you know, insurance bill, and you know that's going to come up, if you know then very clearly that if you take money from those accounts that there's going to be some consequences at a later date. And really, you're in control. You're in the driver's seat. It's not about this being restrictive or this being, you know, you can't do this. It's actually completely the opposite. The other thing that happens is, you know, we have a lot of clients that worry that they can't spend money on enjoyable things because they're worried that it's going to come from some other place where the money is needed. And, in fact, by setting up this kind of system, it gives you permission to say, I can spend this without guilt because this is the money that is in my plan that is set aside monthly for travel or for some of the other kinds of fun activities that you want to do.
Because money is to be enjoyed as well. And coming up with that, of course, tomorrow is Mother's Day, and you talk about gifts in the book, about that we don't even think about how much goes to that. And for myself, you know, I don't care. Usually they do a card like the last minute and scribble my name on it. But, you know, say I love you, Mom, and that means everything to me. I don't want tons and tons. And I think, you know, maybe there are moms out there, sorry if I'm wrecking it for you, but I'd rather not go into debt to get something. You know, I'm practical. Don't give me a bunch of really expensive flowers. I'll plant something instead. So, you know, don't overspend either in gifts that you think will get you something in return. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I think it's really just about making conscious decisions. And when you look at your the way that you want to spend, you look at your values, you look at your family values, then you say, well, how much do I want to allocate to gifts in, you know, on an annual basis? And certainly you have to look at that in context with, you know, what's reasonable given what the rest of your expenses are and what your income is. But then it really becomes a matter of making that decision, you know, once a year and then setting a system in place that you actually don't have to think about these things anymore. And then you look at your gift account and you say, okay, well, there's $600 in there that's accumulated. Most of that is I want to spend at Christmas. Well, you know, that means then I just want to be modest with Mom because, you know, she really doesn't want any stuff anyway.
Okay, forget that. I didn't mean it quite that way.
Wait a minute.
Okay, Karen, it's been great talking to you. And the book is How to Get Out of Your Money Rut and Start Living the Life You Want, Unstuck, with Karen and Sheila. And we'll talk to you next month. And have a great weekend.
Thanks so much.
Happy Mother's Day. Thank you for all the great tips.
Great.
Now we're going to talk about food, which, of course, you know, we've saved some money, and we're going to buy some good food because, you know, this time of year, lots of great local stuff out there. Chef Teresa Carl Sanders from Island Villas, who joins us is going to have some Mother's Day ideas. I know she's been loading up stuff to her site. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, I saw one recipe there. Was it fish and chips?
That wasn't a recipe, actually. That was a bit of a boast. That was a plate of fish and chips that I had on a recent vacation to Scotland.
Oh, I just looked up this morning and thought, that looked darn good. Tell us some of the recipe ideas you have for Mother's Day tomorrow.
Well, you know, it depends on what you want to do or what your mom wants. That's sort of the most important thing. Does she want breakfast in bed? Because if she wants breakfast in bed, then maybe, you know, like some blueberry muffins and a coffee or some a nice Dutch oven pancake with a blueberry compote. I'm into blueberries right now. I don't know why, but I think moms like blueberries.
Yes.
Or is she more of a brunch lady? She's going to sleep in, you know, have a few extra Z's, and then you're going to wake her up and serve her a beautiful, let's say, quiche with asparagus and bacon in it.
Ooh,
or
yummy.
And maybe a nice salad. Is she a seasonal local mom, or is she a gourmet mom? Those are all the types of questions I like to ask. You know, even I think one of the best things we used to do as a family was we'd order Chinese food on Mother's Day, and then I was responsible for making a really nice dessert. So nobody got totally over the top with too much work. We all had a nice Chinese dinner. And then I made some ice cream, or I made a cheesecake or something like that. And I've got lots and lots of recipes on islandvittles.com. And I just listed a recipe index on there. So if you go to the homepage and then go to the top of the page and click recipe index, I've got it all categorized, and you can find pretty much whatever recipe you're looking for quite quickly.
Nice, because we've talked about some great recipes over the last few years, and whether it's a steak or a lovely salad, you know, there's everything from A to Z on the website.
Exactly, and what you were just talking about was your favorite gift is being told that you're loved and appreciated.
Yeah.
And I think food does that. Food really shows when you create, when you make something from scratch, it shows how much you love the person that you're giving it to.
I think you're right. And, you know, you don't want to lay too much guilt on them, but, you know, I think you should ask for what you want, too. I tell my kids, my husband, you know, I don't want tons of stuff, but I do want that card, or watch out.
Or break from dinner.
Yeah, or, like, you know, some eggs in the morning, right? So
yes.
I think sometimes when we can't be Mars, we have to say what we want.
I think that would make everybody's day more enjoyable.
Totally. Instead of slamming the cupboards like you didn't do it. You know, they're not mind readers. And, you know, the sexes are different. So you have to remember, ask for what you want. And you shall receive, or else.
Exactly. And I'm not a mom, but I witness it a lot. And moms are wonderful, generous people. But they're martyrs sometimes. And if you say what you want, then you get what you want, and it's really, really nice. And people feel happy about delivering something that they know you're going to like.
Absolutely. I've got Gina and Nita have joined me. They're on the next segment, and they're nodding. We have to ask for what we want. And it takes sometimes a long time to get to that point, and it seems like maybe it's rude, but it's really not.
Taking care of yourself.
Absolutely. And we're going to be talking about taking care of yourself. And I think that's something you do, Teresa.
I do.
You know, you moved to the islands because you like that lifestyle and have learned to sort of put that as a priority, as taking care of yourself as well. And I know local ingredients and good food is part of that. So what kind, I know the blueberries, what else can we serve? The asparagus is fresh right now?
Asparagus is fresh right now. In fact, I was at the Root Cellar in Victoria on Mackenzie Avenue, and I think it's at Blenkinsop.
Yep.
I'm not sure, quite sure. There is so much fresh produce in there right now. Fiddleheads are in season right now. So if your mother likes fiddleheads, I'm telling you now, you're going to balk at the price. They were $16 a pound. But you really only need 5 or 6 fiddleheads per person for a side for dinner. And fiddleheads are one of the most gorgeous wild foods you can eat. And we're really lucky in Canada to have them because most ferns aren't edible. But
I've never had a fiddlehead that I didn't like. Anyways, I'll be back in a minute more with Chef Teresa, and then we're going to talk with Gina and Anita. Back in a minute.
Can Adrian Dix's weak leadership keep our economy strong? The same Dix who forged a government document, then lied until the RCMP caught him. The same Dix who flip-flopped on the carbon tax, opposes green energy, and uses confusing double talk on oil pipelines. The same Dix who's promising billions in spending because he can't stand up to special interests. Adrian Dix. Weak leadership means a weak economy. Authorized by the BC Liberal Party. 1-800-567-2257.
You're going to destroy an entire town.
CTV's Once Upon a Time season finale.
We're willing to die for our cause.
Are you willing to die for yours?
Magic is their only hope.
It's begun!
With Storybrooke's fate in peril, the sacrifice must be made.
I can't contain this much longer.
Will magic prevail? It's the season finale of Once Upon a Time at a special time. Tomorrow at 8 on CTV. Get caught up on Once Upon a Time with the CTV app and CTV.ca.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good morning, John Spur with CFAX 1070 News. Hundreds of people cast their ballots in Vancouver's Yaletown neighborhood yesterday during a vote mob organized by the local gaming, movie, and TV industries. Eastside Games founder Jason Bailey says the creative sector adds more jobs and economic impact than forestry and mining, and the provincial government must take note. He says the event wasn't about picking one party over another, but about getting young people out to vote. Bailey says some of the participants who showed up were gaming students who were worried about finding jobs when they graduate. Conrad Black says independence for Quebec is no longer a threat because the province is addicted to the transfer payments it receives from the other Canadian provinces. The former media baron told a Calgary audience that there is less support now for Quebec sovereignty than there was three decades ago. Black says Quebec nationalists need the money to run a white-collar economy, and the provincial government will only go through the pretense of setting up a semi-autonomous state. Turkey's Interior Minister Muammar Guler says the death toll in two car bomb explosions in a town near the border with Syria is up to 18. The bombs exploded in the town of Rehanli, just across the border from Syria's Idlib province on Saturday, also injuring 22 people. He says one of the car bombs exploded outside the city hall, while the other one went off outside the post office. Suspicion immediately fell on Syria, but there was no immediate confirmation of its involvement. Turkey, which shares a more than 500-mile border with Syria, has been a crucial supporter of the Syrian rebel cause, and Ankara has allowed its territory to be used as a logistics base and staging center for Syrian insurgents. The latest Chrysler recall affects about 28,500 vehicles sold in Canada. The automaker is recalling 469,000 Jeep SUVs worldwide because they can shift into neutral without warning on startup. The recall covers 2005 to 2010 Grand Cherokees and 2006 to 2010 Jeep Commanders. Chrysler says repairs will be made at no cost to the owners. CFAX traffic and weather, no issues to report on the road. The sun is fighting through those clouds. It's currently 16 degrees out. Tonight, a 50% chance of rain with a low of 10 degrees. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy with a 70% chance of showers and a high of 17. I'm John Spur. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back. We are talking to Chef Therese Carl-Sanders from Island Vittles. Also joining us in this segment is Gina Wakem from Vibes Downtown and Anita Vorslies from Willow Stream Spa, the Fairmont Empress. And it's great to have you guys with us. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Patty.
Thanks
happy
for having
here.
Us.
Great to have you here. We're going to talk later about finding your energy, and really our food really contributes to that. And Therese, I kind of like the morning thing. So you were talking about an omelet. Let's give us, for someone's teen or husband who hasn't cooked a lot, what's a good, easy one tomorrow to wake up to?
Well, we were talking about seasonal local produce. So you want to think of something that goes nicely in an omelet or with eggs. So asparagus is one. Greens like cilantro and maybe a little bit of cheese are another. My favorite is a wild mushroom omelet. So if you maybe were to go to a specialty produce store today and find some nice mushrooms and chop those up and saute them in butter with maybe a little bit of garlic, and you could do that the night before, and you could put that in the fridge, and they're done. And then when you wake up in the morning and you want to make that omelet, if it's a two-egg omelet, you're going to quickly whisk a couple of eggs and then heat up a pan, and you want to heat the pan on medium, a nice heavy pan. If you've got a cast iron pan or an omelet pan, that's great. Something with a bit of substance to it, not a really thin pan, because that's not going to work. And you want to preheat it on medium low and give it 5 minutes to warm up. Then put a bit of butter or olive oil in the pan, and then you can put your eggs in the pan. And a traditional omelet, like a French omelet, would have the top of it very, very soft. A lot of people don't like that anymore. So sometimes, you know, if your mom doesn't like loose eggs, then you want to flip it over. And then you can pull your sautéed mushrooms that you did last night out of the fridge and sprinkle those on top and then close it up and maybe put a lid on it for 2 minutes and let everything warm up, and then it's done.
And remember, with those mushrooms, if you go out to find your own, unless you know what you're doing, your mom's either going to die or else she's going to be really loopy if they're the wrong kind of mushrooms. Like a magic mushroom.
I'm a forager, and I forage for all types of wild food. I stay clear of mushrooms. I have no idea. Go to a store.
Absolutely, absolutely. And how about you guys tomorrow? So you have teens and you have a preteen.
Yes.
Are you guys hoping, do you tell your, you know, tell the kids what you want?
Well, I'm just a step parent, so I don't make really any demands. But
oh, you try and be nice.
I do. I try to keep the peace. But somewhere in the fridge, I know there's a bottle probably of champagne, which hopefully will come out.
That's,
I'm happy.
That's good. And a preteen. So
a preteen, she's very, very good at making mummy's lattes. She knows how to work my espresso machine. And, you know, I did put that out, you know, saying, oh, I'm really looking forward to my coffee in bed tomorrow morning. And she's good. She even knows how to make a little foam heart on the top. So she's top marks. Yeah, she's good.
Barista.
She's good.
Are you big in the coffee game, Teresa?
I like a good cup of coffee. We don't have any fancy espresso machines or anything, but Howard, my husband, is excellent at early morning coffee. So I'm not a mom, but I do occasionally get it in bed.
Well, you have your pup.
Yes, well, yeah, but I don't go with pet parent. I am his, I don't know what I am, but I'm his friend.
You're his buddy.
Yeah, I'm his buddy, and he's mine. He's sitting here right by my feet right now, actually.
Okay, and then tomorrow night, so it's dinner time. You know, it's probably going to be rainy out tomorrow, but what's a
Could
good...
be.
So can you still barbecue? I guess you can out in the rain.
Oh,
what the heck?
You can, because you know, most of us now have a gas barbecue, and it's literally, it takes 5 minutes to warm the thing up. It's no longer that 45-minute battle with cold.
Right.
Does mom like steak? I don't know. I think of that as a dad's day meal, but that might just be sexist. If it is raining and you don't want to go outside, how about a nice risotto? Risotto is a wonderful thing that lets you showcase whatever fresh vegetables or fresh meat or anything that you've got, and you can put it in there. There's lots of recipes for risotto online. I have a nice, easy one on islandvittles.com. And, you know, if you want to do something really big for dessert, then that's another thing you can do. I was mentioning ice cream before or a nice cheesecake, depending on what your mom likes. Yeah, that got a few.
Yeah, what are you guys savory or sweet? Like, what's your
sweet?
Favorite? Sweet?
Yeah. I'm more on the same. French fries are my probably my ultimate indulgence.
So,
spoon,
is it steak frites?
Oh yeah.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Yeah.
And you know, I've got a recipe on islandvittles.com called cold oil fries, and they're the easiest French fries you're ever going to make at home. You only have to fry them once, and there's really very little mess. And if mom wants fries, then I highly recommend that recipe. I've never heard a complaint from that recipe.
Fries without burning down the house.
Fries without burning down the house and without
perfect.
And without a roll of paper toweling everywhere, sopping up grease. It's really easy, and they're actually some of the best fries you're ever going to taste. Certainly homemade fries you're ever going to taste.
You were talking about those fiddleheads before. Do tell me how you cook those.
Fiddleheads are pretty easy. You don't want to overcook them because they can become mushy. So like any green, I usually start by blanching them in boiling salted water, and you want the water to be salty, like it tastes like the sea salty. And you blanch them for 2 minutes, and then to stop the cooking and preserve the really bright green color, you plunge them directly into ice-cold water. And once they're cool, then you can drain them, and you can store them in the fridge for up to overnight. And then what I do is I blot them dry a little bit, and I fry them in a mixture of olive oil and butter and garlic. And salt and pepper.
And that's how they taste good, finally.
And that's how they, I wouldn't do
anything with butter and garlic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with butter and garlic. And the thing about fiddleheads is they're a showcase piece. You really don't want to do much more than that to them.
Wow.
Some people would even say, ooh, why would you put garlic on them? Just the butter is enough. So.
Well, that sounds actually pretty good. So, Chef Teresa, how do people get a hold of you if they want to know more?
If they
want to know more, please come to my website. It's islandvittles.com, and I've got another website that's outlanderkitchen.com if you're a reader. Please send me an email. It's really easy to do from either website, and if you have any questions, I'd love to answer them.
Great talking to you as always, and we'll talk to you again next month.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out
Thank
there.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
We come back. We're going to talk about finding your energy with Gina and Anita.
Rain, sun, snow. We get it right with an accurate forecast. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Dodge Furniture and Mattress.
Hey, it's Wesley for CFAX 1070. I'm here at the corner of King and Quadra for the 11th annual Quadra Village Day. If you've never been to this festival before, bring your kids down to this. There are games, obstacle courses, face painting, bouncy castle, all for the kids, a climbing wall for the teens, and free Cafe Fantastico coffee for the adults, as well as live music, dance performances all day long. If you stop by soon, they're serving snacks, banana, yogurt, juice. So much happening here at Quadra Village Day. That's going on at the corner of King and Quadra till 1 p.m. today. And also a brief message for all the retro lovers out there. The annual Spring Vintage Fair is happening right now at the United Fairfield Church. That's happening today till 5 p.m. And that's your Community Connection brought to you by Dodge Furniture and Mattress.
You only have 14 hours, 840 minutes, or 50,400 seconds to take advantage of the 14-hour sale at Dodge Furniture and Mattress.
This Saturday and Sunday, a Serta Queen Eurotop mattress and box spring is just $4.98.
Microfiber double sofa bed, $6.98. Hub table and four stools, only $2.98. And only at Dodge while quantities last.
Prices have been slashed in every department at 715 Finlayson, across from Mayfair, and in Nanaimo.
As Gordy always says, we won't be undersold.
Make summer sizzle with big barbecue savings at Save-On Foods. Super warehouse packs of fresh Western Family strip loin steak, aged at least 14 days and guaranteed tender. Buy one, get one free. Also, Heinz ketchup, 1 liter, more rewards price, two for just $6. Plus, for exclusive offers on products you want, sign up at SaveOnFoods.com. Save-On Foods, BC's very own since 1915.
Okay, we're back. We get talking in the breaks and you kind of lose track. I'm here with Gina Wakem from Vibes Downtown and Anita Forslies, who is from Willow Stream Spa, the Fairmont Empress. And, of course, we're just talking about Hawaii and Cabo. And Anita says, of course, I stay at the Fairmont Empress when I go to Hawaii. Why not?
It's the place to stay. Most beautiful beach ever.
You were talking about the Big Island
and
how
the big
beautiful
island.
That is.
Yeah, the Fairmont Orchid is the property there, and it's just it's stunning. My favorite place.
The Empress, of course, is the crown jewel. You know, Hudson feels like if he wasn't on TV, he'd work at the Empress because he's been the MC and been part of so many events there that I can't even count because he's been here 30 years. So I feel like we're part of that, that hotel.
It's a big family there. I've been there for 17 years. I actually just celebrated my 17 years at the hotel, and it is. It's a big family.
And the spa is gorgeous there now. And you can go for the day and have a treatment plus swim and do other things.
Yes.
Tell us, we're going to talk about, Gina, you've been on before, and we're going to talk about finding your energy.
Yes.
And I know fitness is a big part of your health plan. Mm-hmm. And I know, Anita, you go to Vibes as well. But finding your energy is not just about thinking you're being selfish. Tell us why we need to have exercise, have spas to find that.
Yeah, for sure. Well, first of all, I like to ask people, well, where did it go?
because
we all have the components to create energy within our bodies, obviously. Yet sometimes you hear people, I'm so tired. So the first thing when it comes to that, the concept of energy is take a minute, think about where is my energy going? Is it a problem with what I'm eating? Am I not fueling my body properly? Am I not getting the proper nutrients? And we live in such a quick fix society where so many people are, you know, always running to the first energy drink or energy bar, a cup of coffee. And that's kind of creating a more of a problem. Yeah. You get caught in a wheel. How am I sleeping? You know, and what is keeping me from a good night's sleep? Is it air? Is it the mattress? Is it my partner snoring? Is it
light.
Alcohol? Is it light?
Uh-huh.
Other things that come to mind are poor time management. Are you just overbooking yourself? Are you running yourself ragged, driving everybody everywhere, working late, doing this, running that.
Saying yes to everything.
Saying yes. Yeah. And I think when you, to go back kind of to your question a little bit, I think women, especially in the concept of Mother's Day, I think they feel especially bad taking time for themselves. And you've got to find some time in there to make those changes that you need. And of course, you know, one of my big things is the thing you want to do last sometimes when you don't have energy is exercise. And yet it is one of the key things that is going to make you feel more energetic. So you've got to find 15 minutes in there even, which is why we're so great, because, you know, you can get a great workout and I'm not getting in 15 minutes. And work on that energy. Find the problems.
And, you know, I think we have to look at, we compare ourselves like, oh, you know, there was, you know, Martha Stewart started with all doing everything and doing it well, and she needs an hour of sleep.
Yeah.
And I think we have to know what our natural rhythms are.
Totally.
You know, that maybe we're a morning person, a night person. Find that balance and don't always compare. But if you need a little more mojo, think how you can get it. It's also like the plane. I always say, you know, you put that mask on first, because you have to kind of save yourself. And you have to make sure you're in balance if you want to help. And being a single parent, Anita, you have to make sure you're okay, because you've got a lot on your plate.
Yes. You know, it's all about kind of finding that balance and, you know, finding that energy. And, I mean, we all know, I think, that women really are mothers too. You know, whether you're a mother, whether you're a stepmother, or, you know, we really are an endless source of energy. You know, I think people constantly look at mothers sometimes and just say, men probably, saying, I don't know how she does it. Where does that energy come from? Mm-hmm. And some of us, you know, have kind of reached, I think sometimes what happens is you just reach that wall and you hit it, and it's a wake-up call for you that you really need to start taking care of yourself so that you can take care of other people. And, you know, exercise is certainly a way to do it. Mm-hmm. Managing your stress, you know, and that's really where the spa kind of comes in. And our motto is find your energy. And we really believe that coming to the spa is really a way to do that, to tune yourself out, turn your BlackBerry off, turn your iPhone off, tune out, come early, have a steam, have a sauna, sit in the mineral pool, read a magazine. You know, for some women, just sitting for 10 minutes and reading a magazine can really take their stress levels down an incredible amount. And then you get to go and have a spa treatment on top of it all. And by the time women leave, over and over again, we hear from both men and women, they said, I feel like I was just on vacation. Just tuning out for a couple of hours.
And they say to their husband, I want a divorce and you can keep the kids.
I think I've actually been politely asked to leave the spa before, because I'll show up for my service and then I'm still there about 3 hours later.
But that shows a comfort level. And found Gina still playing in the mineral pool and had to have a talk with him.
Why did she bring a floaty? You're not allowed to float in the mineral pool. You need to go.
I think that's good, though. We're talking, and I think probably you're finding age changes you too. That when you start saying no to things, because it's all right to say no, because if not, you can be like a chicken with your head cut off with saying yes to everything for everybody, and you're not happy and you are doing too much. So by saying no and saying yes, something like a spa treatment, which is, we talked about financial things earlier in the show, is have priorities of what matters to recharge your batteries.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's what it comes down to, is where are your priorities? And taking care of yourself and managing your stress has to be one of your top priorities. I mean, more and more research coming out now is telling us that within the next few years, you know, the top five diseases affecting our world will have their root cause in stress. Because we're not managing our stress. We're always on. We're always going. We're always doing more, 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 more. And we really need to find a way to manage our stress through, you know, whether it's spa, whether, like Gina said, exercise, your diet, and just being mindful of how you're feeling in your life with your commitments and your time. And are you getting to enjoy your life? Are you finding the time to do the things that you love?
That's it right there. Are you enjoying your life? And that's the purpose of it. And Gina, you've had some health challenges along the way, so no one appreciates it more than you do. And it shows in your, how you approach life. And, you know, you've had people come in, and you're not judgmental, whether it's weight or the same with you at this spa. We have to get over our lumps and bumps and everything else.
Absolutely.
And work at the health aspect, not at we're not perfect yet. You have to start somewhere.
There's so many other more benefits, whether you're going to the spa or whether you're exercising, than the physical appearance outside. What are you doing for, you know, eliminating toxins? What are you doing for increased blood circulation? What are you doing for flexibility? What are you doing to calm your mind? What are you doing to build bone density? We forget sometimes about the inside, because we really get, kind of focus sometimes on the outside. And I just like to add to what you said a little bit before about saying no. And it's something this one thing that if I could pass on to any, the teenagers in my place, it's don't be afraid of no. No one's ever clinically died because someone told them no.
Yeah.
Rejection itself, well, in most cases, probably has never really, it's never killed
anyone. You mean
like
your teenager saying no and also being told no?
Just don't be afraid to ask and don't be afraid to say no to other people because it might not be in their best interest, but it is in yours because, you know what? No one ever died from the word no.
Absolutely. And also having rejection or being told no sometimes, that's okay too.
Yeah, you're going to get it through life. If you can get through life without someone saying no to you, well.
Good luck with that. When we come back, I want to go more into what the spa is and kind of what Willow Stream means and about some exercise and how that can really benefit our minds too by just doing 15 minutes a day. Back in a couple of minutes.
Customers first and foremost, since 1887. That day-to-day belief system has made Pemberton Homes Limited the island's oldest and largest real estate firm. Kathleen, Blair, and I, Gary McInnes, are proud to share these values. Call us today, 250-384-8124. Kathleen, Blair, or Gary McInnes, for all your real estate needs. Pemberton Homes, since 1887, 384-8124.
On May 14th, we have an historic opportunity here on Southern Vancouver Island to elect British Columbia's first Green MLAs. The NDP will form government, marginally different and just as partisan as the last. We need a new kind of opposition to hold our government accountable. Green MLAs will be your representatives, your advocates, and your watchdogs. On May 14th, vote for your local Green Party candidate, for now and for our future.
Authorized by the Green Party of BC, 778-265-5853.
Beige. It's safe. It's boring. It's not for you or your bathroom. And why should it be? When you have over 70 colors to choose from, you can create endless possibilities, like a peppered ivory vanity top or a smoky topaz shower wall. Say goodbye to beige. Say hello to Tiberian. You'll find it at Island Marble, your exclusive Tiberian dealer. Call them today to arrange your free estimate. Victoria's Island Marble, your bath and kitchen expert since 1966.
Top-notch facilities. The flexibility to accommodate a wide range of budgets and needs. On-site catering. Green options. A cost guarantee. And over 100 years of experience, warmth, knowledge, and caring. Sands Funeral Chapel and Tribute Center. It's not about what you'd expect. It's about value for your money and care for your loved one. Sands Funeral Chapel and Tribute Center. 1803 Quadra Street and 317 Goldstream Avenue. Learn more at sansfuneral.com.
We are back with Gina Wakem from Vibes Downtown and Any Divorce Lies from Willow Stream Spa, Fairmont Empress. And anything else, Gina, you wanted to add about finding your balance? Because I know this is what you specialize in, the sleep, the balance of, you know, what you eat. Is there a certain diet we should be eating that you support?
Well, I think nothing fancy that you can't follow, for one. Eat regular, high-energy, nutrient-dense foods. And that's not to say you can't have a treat, you can't have this, you can't have that. Don't starve yourself all day. That's a bad plan. You need to eat consistently. Eat some good food. Take some vitamins.
Right. And if you do want to lose weight, don't think you're going to lose 20 pounds in a week. It's a slow process, and that's okay.
It was long to put it on, and it will take a bit of time to put it off, but it's doable. Unless you have a real physical ailment or some kind of issue, it's in most cases a matter of science, and it's going to work. So just put in the time and eat well and rest well.
And I know with Vibes there's 15 minutes, and also if you want to match that, you can get some running shoes and go for a quick walk, or put on some music and add some cardio. And that will have immediate results, won't it, in how you feel?
Absolutely. And we encourage anyone who comes for strength training with us, no matter how gentle or hard they want to make it, is to still tie in, if they can, some kind of cardio. I mean, unless you're like Nita, who can often be found dancing in the studio.
And I think
during her workout at 5:30.
That's awesome, because that's what Zumba is, right? It's like just movement.
It's moving your body. And I mean, the ladies at Vibes are really fantastic. I've been going there 5 days a week since September now, and I've seen, I'll let you feel my biceps later, Patty, but
wow.
I've seen some amazing results from them, because they keep it light and they keep it fun. And they change the workouts, know, depending on what your mood is, depending on what might be sore that day, and it works.
And face it, people do not want to have to put away 2 hours a day.
Exactly. I don't have the time.
Too big a commitment.
This fits right into my life. I feel good about it because then when I go home, I'm not thinking about how am I going to get to the gym? How am I going to find time to do this? It's done.
It's
already done.
Absolutely. Now, the spa, you say there's some, you know, there's lots of research and how a spa affects you. Tell us about how that works on the mind and body, because you feel like you've had a vacation, and how that works to make you
better.
What we
were talking about before is how we're on all the time. Mm-hmm. I think we can all relate to that feeling of being on in our jobs, in our personal life, you know. Whether you're volunteering at the school, outside of work, different committees, you're always on. And I think we don't take enough time to turn ourselves off and just allow our minds and our bodies to really be restful. And that's, you know, the feedback that I've heard from many, many people from coming to the spa is it's had the same effect on them as when they come back from vacation. Just really tuning out, turning your Blackberries, your laptops, everything off, and, you know, just sitting and inhaling some beautiful eucalyptus steam for 10 minutes and going into the sauna for 10 minutes and then soaking in the mineral pool, which is great for achy muscles and joints anyways, and then just sitting and reading a magazine and refreshing yourself with some water and some tea. And then you're relaxed before you ever begin your treatment. So by the time you actually go into your treatment, you really are going to get the full benefit of whatever it is you're there to have, whether it's a massage or a facial or a manicure, pedicure. The power of touch in and of itself is such a powerful thing. And all of our treatments are touch-based. So you're constantly, you know, if there's a mask on your face, then your hands and your feet are being massaged. There's always almost hands on you. At all times, because our company's really researched how powerful the power of touch is.
And, you know, for stress monkeys, there are people that don't really like touch. You have to get accustomed
to
that, right?
There are people who don't really like touch. I'll never forget, years and years and years ago, I'd always brought my dad into the spa for a massage. You know, that's kind of the stereotypical, you know, treat dad to a massage. And one year he came in and the massage person ended up being sick very last minute. So, but he was already in the spa and we had an appointment that was open to have a facial. So I said, well, how about you just go try it? I know, you know, it's not really your thing, but just go and try it. And at the end of that, that's what he asked for every year, for Father's Day, Christmas, birthday presents. He wanted a facial because we hold so much of our stress, you know, in our face, our head, our neck. And just the touching and massaging in that area was so relaxing for him. And a lot of men, when they try that for the first time, have that same reaction. Oh, that is so amazing.
Yeah, so shocked. That's a good point then. If you're not ready for the full-on massage, start with a pedicure, manicure, maybe a facial, something that
start with
is
something
your comfort
small
zone.
Where you're comfortable. And that's
and you'll
the key.
Realize how, when you leave, how wonderful
how
it is
different
for you.
You feel, you know, when you do the whole experience. And again, it's really about being comfortable. You know, some people aren't comfortable taking their clothes off, or they're not comfortable having someone touch their face, or maybe having someone touch their feet. And that's
okay. Can I wear my clothes for the
massage?
That's
okay. You know, you won't get the best massage, but we want people to be comfortable. That's the key. We want people to come in and be comfortable when they're with us. So, you know, if keeping your clothes on when you're having massage is going to make you relax, then hey, let's
go for
we'll
it.
Do it.
We'll
go
work it.
It
out. Willow Stream Spa is beautiful. If people don't know more, because it is Mother's Day tomorrow, so go in, buy a gift certificate. How do they find out more about it?
They can give the spa a call, 995-4650, and we can prepare gift certificates in advance for you, so you can just literally run in the door and run back out. We're open tomorrow, so for all of you men who may have forgotten.
Oh, last minute. Hello.
You
so
can
go
come
see
in.
Anita at the Willow Stream Spa at the Fairmont Empress. It's a fabulous place.
Love it.
Gina, if people want to get a hold of you at Vibes, how do they do that?
590-5644, or they can email downtown@vibesfitness.ca.
I know you give a week free usually, but you also have you know, month packages, so give that a try because it's a great workout. TJ, thank you. And to all the moms out there,
TJ.
Happy Mother's Day to my kids.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I love you.
And my husband, my family, I love you. I'm glad I'm your mummy. Back next week.
Thanks.